You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box, and joining us on the phone is a returning guest. Her name is Salai Abrams. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you today?
I am doing pretty good. Now, I saw your article in Ebony on ebony.com. It's about the 10 breakup commandments. I can so relate to this whole article. Absolutely. And I wanted to kind of, you know, give a breakdown to our audience of some things they might need to consider when a relationship is ending.
Sure. I mean, I was inspired to write this post because I had a friend that was going through a breakup and their partner was just acting like a fool. And he was telling me some things that were going on, and I said, you know, there's got to be a playbook, a rule book, commandments that should be followed whenever you go through a breakup so that you can maintain your dignity and not put out any more negative energy or complicate your life or your ex-partner's life.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we just can't seem to, you know, well, some people, I guess it depends on your maturity level, too, you know, like, just get over it. It's easy to say get over it, keep it moving, but you don't ever know, you know, people's relationships are different. So let's start with, you know, your number one commandment.
The number one commandment is thou shalt not retaliate.
Woo!
Yeah.
So that would be the no one. Slashing tires. No.
No slashing tires, absolutely. No draining the bank account.
Woo-wee! Goodness.
Yeah. And I know it's hard. It can be a hard one to do when someone has done you wrong. But again, taking the high road is always the better road in the long term. And it, you know, helps you to move forward.
Yeah. You know, the morning show was just talking about this situation that happened, I guess, not too long ago. You may have heard about it. The woman who was the dentist that pulled out all her ex-boyfriend's teeth.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I mean, you have to kind of laugh at the situation because it's like you cheated on her and then you thought you're still going to get this free service from her. Woo.
That was a clear violation of the first commandment.
Absolutely. So how about number two, thou shalt not be a victim?
Which kind of ties into the first one of not retaliating, because even if, like I just said, even if someone did you wrong, whatever happened, with the right perspective, can help you evolve and grow into a more conscious person, into a more loving person. Like they say, whatever doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And I look back on some negative situations in my life, and I've definitely grown and learned from them. And heck, I wouldn't be able to write the column that I do without being able to change my perspective. A lot of the stuff that I write about are things that I've actually lived through, and being able to spin it in a way that is helpful for me so that I can grow and then be able to share it with other people, that's definitely being able to turn lemons into lemonade. And I think that everybody ideally should make that their goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Number three, thou shalt not stalk.
And that ties in. That's the eighth commandment. Thou shalt not follow on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, all of that. You've got to unfriend and unfollow because it is way too tempting to do that. And I mean, and this one I've definitely got from personal experience. I remember dating somebody. We were still connected on Facebook, and I would find myself every so often going and checking to see, were there any new pictures of him with another woman?
Right.
And I said, you know what, Salai? You're going to drive yourself crazy with this. And so it was just like, well, how do I solve this? I said, oh, I know. Well, it's not like we're going to be hanging out and stay friends.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Unfriend.
Unfriend,
it was that simple.
Yeah.
It was that simple. But as far as stalking is concerned, yeah, don't go drive by and see if there's anyone at their house. Don't send them 20 text messages letting them know how you feel about them. Move on.
Move
and also,
on.
Not only is it scary, not only is it a clear indicator that you're losing control, it is also, in some instances, it is clearly you're breaking the law.
Woo!
And
yeah,
so
you
don't
want to
end up with a restraining order against yourself.
Let me tell you, ladies, an orange jumpsuit is just not sexy right now.
It's
not
never
in for
been
the summer.
Sexy.
So then you have, like, I was looking here at number nine, thou shalt not contact your ex's friends and family. Oh my gosh, I tell my friends this all the time. Listen, stop calling his mom, going over to his mom's house and all of that. Like, just leave it alone. It's done. So, you know, you need to cut all ties, right?
Yes, you need to cut all ties. I mean, obviously, if you've been in a long-term relationship, or even if, you know, it's not that long, you have a good relationship with a member of their family or a close friend, have the conversation with your ex and find out what they're comfortable with. I mean, obviously, each situation has to be dealt with on an individual basis. But if you have gone, I've seen it happen before. I had an instance where I dated somebody, and a girlfriend of mine called me and told me that my ex was trying to reach out to her on Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
And she was saying, and this is a grown man, a very, even chronologically speaking, she says, I don't understand. Why is he reaching out to me? You know, and so it just makes people uncomfortable because nobody wants to get in the middle.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And then you have to consider the fact that when it comes to like families and friends, probably their loyalty is going to remain with that other person because that's their family and that's their friend. So just, you know, you just have to be careful with all of that. I think it probably is different too with people who have kids, because then you are probably going to have contact with their parents, but you still want to just be careful with how you approach that and making sure that it's about the kids and not so much the relationship. Maybe.
Right, which is then commandment number 5, thou shalt not use the children as weapons.
Woo!
And so under no circumstance,
none,
folks, use the kids, relay messages, spy on your ex, find out who they're dating, sending subliminal messages. All of that will be so damaging to the children over the long term. You've got to protect them.
Yeah.
Children are not pawns. And I know people, there are some people who feel very comfortable doing that, particularly, you know, as a child starts to get a little older.
Oh, yeah.
But there is, I'm telling you, engaging in that type of behavior is setting the stage for your child ending up in 10 years of therapy.
Right, right, right. That is so true. That is so true. Okay, I don't want to give out all of the commandments because I want people to check out the article, but I do want to touch on the very last commandment. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not give up hope. I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest. I gave up hope. I gave up hope. I just
you gave up hope.
I have given up hope. That is me. I am that person. I have given up hope.
It, girl, it's hard. It is definitely hard out there. But everything in life is a process. And certainly when you're going through something, when you've had your heart broken, when you're disappointed with yet another breakup, one thing that I do believe is that in time, God will reveal his promise to you. Now, look, not everyone is guaranteed to have a partner. Mm-hmm. But to be able to have loving and fulfilling relationships, that if we're willing to do the work and better and make ourselves better and make better choices, we're going to increase the likelihood of being able to have that relationship that we really want in our hearts. So in, when we give up hope, we're going to give up the impetus for us to really take be proactive and do the work we need so that we can heal, move on, and make better choices.
Right, you're
right. So, you know, if you don't have the hope right now, that's okay. That's a part of the grieving process. But in time, as long as you're moving and looking towards the solution or looking towards the lesson in the situation and what was your part, eventually, hopefully, you'll get to a space where you will be open to love again. But I totally understand where you're at because dating is hard.
Dating is hard. It's like a second job.
It can be absolutely, absolutely a very low paying, low fulfillment job. But what's wonderful is occasionally you'll get that gig that's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got to keep our hope.
Yes.
Keep moving forward.
Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. All right. So Lai Abrams from Ebony.com. You guys can check out her article and more of her articles if you log on to Ebony.com. And anything else you need to let us know about? Any other tips or anything we should look out from you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Salai, and it's SIL_LAI, and you can friend me on Facebook, and you can check out my book, No More Drama, 9 Simple Steps to Transforming a Breakdown into a Breakthrough. It's available on Amazon.com.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah, I need to get that book. I need to get that book right now. All right.
We will get you a copy.
Thank you so much. We hope to have you back on the show very, very soon. We appreciate you for giving us those tips. And hopefully we'll put them to some use so you can, you know, follow up with us and see how we're doing. Thank you so much, Salai.
Thank you.